Okay, we are up to Daf Samach Amud Beis. Samach Amud Beis. Gimel Ir. Chodesh Vani Hashem Reifecha. No, you're up to Koichetet Adif, according to Yoina. Says the Gemara, I'm an Ashad Lamekan, on the condition I will give you money, I'll give you money. Pshita, obviously, if she doesn't give the money, she's not Mekudeshes. In 30 days... If he doesn't give her money within 30 days, he said so clearly, 30 days. What's the shaila? It says the Gemara, that 30 days wasn't particular 30 days. It was ruzik, but he just gave a deadline to show that he means it quickly. No, you have to strictly follow your conditions. Amanashi yeshli masayim, and the condition I have $200. Just because he doesn't, we don't see it. But why do you say she's totally free? Maybe he has somewhere else. Let it be a suffix kedushin. But we tackle learning. But we tackle worry that maybe there was and there's a suffix kedushin. I'm thinking, like Kashi, you're right. It's not because we don't see the money. But that Braisa is talking about suffix. She still needs a get from the guy because maybe he has it somewhere else. I'll show you $200. It has to be his $200. Tony learned, it has to be his $200. I'll stop show you in the bank $200 sitting there, but his. If he showed her on the table, if it's not his, the money is not Mekudeshes. Very hard to understand this Gemara here. Pshita, when a minute ago you had to tell us it had to be his. Now suddenly you're asking Pshita. Then why do you have to tell us before that it has to be his if it's Pshita? No.
You
just said a minute.
Once you told us that it has to be his.
Yeah, but how do we know that? All the Mishnah says, Amanasha Erech Masayim Zuz. We don't know whose money it is. How do we know whose money it is from the next case, Hed Al Shulchan? So what's the Pshita here? Leitzich, the Avgav, the Nakadami, be Iski, even though he has some money involved in a business, doesn't mean he'll ever get it back.
Liquidity, cash.
Exactly. In other words, it's not his money he put in the business, but he's entitled to half the profit. So therefore, right now it's not his. Mishnah. Al-Manashi Yeshli Beis Kurofer. I have 30 sov of land. Harezu Mekudeshes. She's Mekudesh V'Yeshli, but he must own 30 sov of land. Al-Saw is 50 by 50 Amas. A 30 sov is 1,500 Amas by 50 Amas. Al-Manashi Yeshli Beis Mokum Plaini. I have it in this particular region. Im Yeshli Beis Mokum Mekudesh. If he has in that region, fine. Bimla, but if not, ain't Mekudesh. He's not Mekudesh. Al-Manashi Erech Beis Kurofer. I'll show you a land the size of 30 sov of Mekudesh. But V'Yerenu, he has to show it to her and it has to be his. Him headed the beaker shows a big valley head. You know the plenty of fields you have 30 saw. Any Mekudeshes because not his. Again, you dismiss out of hand. If we don't see it, therefore he's not Mekudesh. Maybe he has somewhere else. In fact, there's a Safi Kedushin. Maybe he owns. Like Kasha, Habi Kedushin. Vadi, Habi Kedushin Safi. Our Mishnah is only dealing with if it's a Defi Kedushin. No. But a Safi, yes, she still requires a get. The two missions are identical, but one is talking about land, and one is talking about business money. What's the difference? By money, you'll tell me that you're worried about a Safik Kedushin, that maybe he has money hidden somewhere else because it's common. Mishum David, the Mitzani people hide their money on the mattresses or they hide who knows where. In Switzerland somewhere. But when it comes to land generally, if somebody owns a piece of property, everybody knows, Kamashlan, that even then, maybe there is. Amanashi Yeshli, but more complaining. Im Yeshli, he has to own it. Obviously, he has to own it. Name Mahu the Tema. What you would argue? If he said in that particular area, if it's not there, of course she's not Mekudesh. He told in that area. Name Mahu. They would have thought. Amalah. He tells her. My nafka lach mina on. What's the difference to you if it's 10 miles away, 5 miles away? I'm not tarachna my sinna. I'll personally go out there and pick all the fruits and oranges and bring it back home. Kamashla, no, she wants to go there herself. Amanasha Ed Besh Kurna condition. I will show you a base kur, Tony we learn, like Niskavna Zulita's Mishlo his own. You've heard of it, Bika and Kadesha Pshita again the same thing. Why is it Pshita? A minute ago you had to tell us that it has to be his own. Now you're saying Pshita has to be his own. Leitzricha the Noka Bidistura was talking about that he has a sharecropper, so even though he doesn't own the field, he'll get a share in the fruit in the produce. So maybe that's considered he has some kind of an attachment to the field and it's considered his. But it's not what it leads in with the following question. Gabi Hegdish Tanam, when it comes to Hegdish, we learned.
So when you say Bidistura, you mean in the Etzim right to be a sharecropper on that field?
He is a sharecropper. He is a sharecropper. That means he will get a part of the produce, but he doesn't own the field. We would have thought that being a sharecropper, he's entitled to say to the woman, I have a share in the field. No. Sharecropper means only produce, profits. Like a business, only profits. No money. Okay, we learned by Hegdish one side kind of a din, by Mecha another. We want to know by Kiddushin, which one is it? We have to come up with 30 saw. He said to her 30 saw. You have to come up with 30 saw. And the 30 saw has to be plantable, as we'll see in a minute. By Hegdish, we say the 30 saw has to be plantable. Hamagdish so deyu b'shasa yevil. If somebody makes this field Hegdish. In the years when yevil was calculated, the Torah says, how do you work it out? You pay 50 shkolim for a field the size of 30 saw that you can plant. A chaymer, is the size of a field of 30 saw. However, if not in the times of Yevil, if you want to redeem your field, then it has to be exactly its true value. There's no fixed amounts. Because the Torah's fixed amount makes no difference if the soil is great quality, poor quality, makes absolutely no difference. Is Hamagdish Sodei B'Shasa Yevil, Noisin, he has to give Bezera, what you can plant seeds. Chaymer, which is 30 saw, Sa'edim, a barley, Chamisha, and Kesef, that's the fixed value. 50 Kesef for a field of 30 saw. If you had the ridges in the field, deep ten tfachim, you had hills or mounds or rocks, boulders that were ten tfachim high, that's not part of your calculation of 30 saw. However, if the rocks were lower than ten tfachim or if it was less than ten tfachim deep, then imdodin imo is considered part of the ground, and you conclude that in your 30 saw, your measurement. We ask, I don't understand. You're dismissing in the world if it's a 10 tfachim high, it's not counted. Okay, you don't count the slopes. Why don't we count the tops of the stone, which is flat, or the tops of the bottom of the lab, which is flat, and maybe count it separately, and the aggregate should make also 30 saw. If you can tell me that all up, the aggregate is less than a kur, therefore we dismiss it. But Amino, we learned we don't need a full base kur, it's all pro rata. Why does it say it says $50. It says that you have to have this amount. Only if you make this a 30 saw field. Regardless of the size of the field, this is a pro rata. We work our way back for 50 saw for 30, 50 skull for 30 saw. Tamalayim is sudden, mikol makom. So how come you tell me we dismiss out of hand boulders and pits? Why aren't we clear at least the level part of it? Not the slope part of it, but the level part of it. You know what we're talking about here? That it has to be land that is arid, that is usable, that you can plant. A boulder top, even though it's flat, you can't plant it. It's a rock. And we're talking about over here in the holes, you can't plant either. Why can't you plant in the holes? Because it's filled with water. And the filled with water is not plantable. So the obvious question is, if it's not plantable, then what's a chilek if it's 10 tvachim deep, the ridge, or if it's 3 tvachim deep? It's not plantable either way. Says the Gemara, Mishud Labadezina, you tell me, because it's not plantable, they cannot make, so I'll prove it to you, Tony, do me the slime, go on. The example we gave, the contrast is boulders. If so, I feel the kanami. So why, Dafki, if it's 10 tvachim deep? If it's 3 tvachim deep and filled with water, you can't plant it either. So why is it then counted? They're considered ridges in the ground. If it's less than 10 tfachim, it's part of the ground. You have water canals in the ground. It's considered part of the ground. Or the rocks are shedded out of mikra. They're called the veins of the ground. And therefore, if it's less than 10 tfachim, they're considered part of the ground. Okay, so when it comes to Hegdish, what do we say clearly here? That if it's 10 tfachim, if it's 10 tfachim deep, we don't count it because it's not plantable. If it's less than 10 tfachim, we'll always count it. Less than 10 tfachim, whether it's plantable or not plantable, we'll always count it. Deeper than 10 tfachim, if it's not plantable, we won't count it. But if it is plantable, we will. Let me ask a question. However, it comes to Mecha, we learn a different rule. If a guy says to his friend, I'll sell you a field, size of 30 saw. It's
land for planting or land for
No, I didn't say anything about planting. I'm letting you, this field here is yours, 30 saw.
I picked that up before.
What? Base kur rava. No, when it comes to Hegdish. No, it could be, it's for planting, but that doesn't mean that every single inch has to be able to be planted on. When it comes to Hegdish, because the Torah says 50 shkolim base chayim azraya, that means that the 30 saw, you're only counting that which you can plant this base, this chayim azraya.
You're saying that the etzim use of the word offer, it's unusual. When you talk about real estate, you don't normally talk about dirt. You talk about
Or base kur, that's what they call it, base kur. The holes there, 10 tfachim deep, by slime, or there were boulders there, 10 tfachim high. einim dodim ima. They don't get counted with it, and we make no difference here at all. There was a field with water, field with water. Even if it's plantable, it's not part of the field. Pachas mekan less than that nimdodim ima. And what's the svara here? Maruk v'chama afa v'shem leimaim. Even though not filled with water, even let's say if it's 10 fachim high, these boulders or these pits are 10 fachim high, and even though they're not filled with water, you cannot use them. Why not? My time republic ain't all the right moisture beside the achas. He doesn't want to invest in one field. The year like his name is having these massive boulders or these big ridges in between, it sort of divides the field. He wants one field, not three fields. So we see that when it comes to Hegdish, the only time we don't count them is they're not plantable. But they are plantable, even 10 tefachim high or 10 tefachim deep would be included. When it comes to meche, 10 tefachim high, 10 tefachim deep, regardless of if it's plantable or not, is what is not included. When it comes to a isha, you promise to a 30 sa, and you have boulders there, 10 tefachim high, or you have ridges 10 tefachim deep. But they are plantable. Is it part of the 30 sa or not? Do we compare it to Hegdish and therefore be part of the 30 sa, or do we compare it to Mecha? That it's not. Like Hegdish, and therefore it's considered part of the field. It's not. We're establishing what it makes sense. Hegdish is part of the field, it's part of the 30 sa, and therefore she's Mekodesh. Why? The Amalah, he tells her, don't worry about what the field looks like. You're saying it looks like two or three fields. I'll take care of it. It's my job. I'll do all the hard work and bring it to you, the produce. Mishnah. The famous Mishnah that we have all over Shas, the idea of Tanai Kafel, that every Tanai has to be replicated. We learn now from the story of Moshe Rabbeinu and the Tunah Shvatim. He told Tunah Shvatim, if you will cross the Yamsuf and you will fight the pioneers, the Yarden. So if you cross the Yarden and you will be the vanguard there in front of all your brothers, then you will get the Chelik in every Yarden. And if you don't, you won't. So we learn all the dinim of Tanai from there. First of all, that Meir says it has to be double Tanai. If yes, yes. If no, no. Number two, it has to be the yes before the no. Number three, there has to be the Tanai Kaidim Lemaisa. First, you make the, we're up to the Mishnah. First, you make the condition. And then you the Maisa. If you want to break the Maisa, you have to first say the condition. If you don't meet this criteria, then the Maisa is Kayim and the words are meaningless. Otherwise, how can words break a Maisa? Unless you follow this particular recipe. But if Chanin Magamil doesn't agree. Says the Mishnah, Kol Tanai She'enek Tanai B'nei Gav Neruvin. You'll follow the criteria of God Neruvin. Ain't the Tanai, it's not. Shenemar, it says, V'yemer Alei Moshe Rabbeinu said to them, Im Yavru B'nei God B'nei Reuven, if you guys will pass in front of the Eden, and then you will get what? You'll get Eretz Yisrael. Get a chuzer. But then it says, V'im lo yavri, spells it out. And if you don't cross chalutzim to be the vanguards, then you will, then the pasuk says, which is interesting, we'll see, the pasuk says, V'noichazu b'soichechem, you will get with them, or they will get with you, be'eretz Canaan, in Eretz Yisrael. Then you will get a share in Eretz Yisrael. So what exactly, but what is even the male tonight covering?
You, the rest of your stay are getting less land because 2.5 tribes are going to have to come across.
You say everyone gets less. Yeah, everyone gets less. That's right. However, Chanim and Goloim, Tzadik HaDavala Oimre, no. Nothing to do with tonight Kofel. They had to spell it out because if we wouldn't have spelled it out, we would have thought, Rabbi Chanim and Goloim says, Meklal Lav Hain. If I say, if you do this and this, I'll give it to you. Obviously, if you don't do this, I won't give it to you. Or we have to be spelled out, and we spell it out whenever it has to be clarified. Here, we would have thought, okay, if you don't cross, what's going to happen? You get nothing. So the Torah says, no, you still get something, but you know, just throw. We have to spell it out. Otherwise, we would have learned, if you cross the Yam, you'll get every Yad. If you don't cross the Yam, what's going to happen? You get nothing. Because you don't want Eretz Yisrael, you gave it up. You forfeited your rights to Eretz Yisrael. You want Eretz Yarden. And I'm making a condition. So I would have thought you get nothing. Don't do it tonight, Kafel. Machleik is a shayinim. Is he only arguing regarding the aspect of tonight, Kafel, or is he regarding the aspect of everything? Machleik is a shayinim. If the halach is like Rameir, only by kit and condition. In fact, there's a machleik and condition, but it comes to dini mamlis and everything else. Everyone agrees that you don't need tonight, Kafel. You don't need all these things, or it applies to everywhere. Anyway, says the Mishnah weiter, Chanina ben Gamliel Oimer, Tzodich HaDovel Oimer, it had to be said, Shil Molei Ken, if we wouldn't have spelled it out, Yesh ben Mashma, we would have thought, Shafil Bez Kenan Lo Yichlu, but they forfeit all Zed Yisrael, so I had to spell out, Vav Noi Chazu Zechechem, Be Eretz Kenan. Says the Gemara, Shab Bekom, Chanina ben Gamliel Oimer, Lo Chayim, Gimel, right. Om Lo Chameir, Yisal Kedatech, if you're going to say, Lav Le Tanai Kofel Dosser, Gamliel will say, look, Chanina ben Gamliel, if you're right, it's coming to clarify, then a couple extra words. All you have to say, Lichte v'im lo yavru v'nei chazu v'sei chechem. All you have to say is that if you don't cross, then they will have a share with you. In other words, you'll have an Eretz Yisrael, and that's it. And that was spelled out. Be'eretz Kenan only. Why do you have to have the words a share in Eretz Yisrael? Obviously, where else? Shemamina, those words are extra, tell you, the Tanai Kofel Dosser. I'll tell you that the reason why you have to spell it out is otherwise you won't forfeit anything. You have to say it Tanai Kofel. Nu, Rechanim Gamliel. Amen, he said no. If the Torah wouldn't have been so specific, if Moshe Rabbeinu would not have told him, if we wouldn't have added the word Erz Kenan, you know how many I would have thought? But this is how it'll read. If you don't cross the Yarden, then they will get a hold with you. Where? But not in Canaan, but Eretz Gilead. You wanted Gilead on your own, right? You wanted Eber Yarden on your own. Now, in Eber Yarden, there's a part that they already, you know, already took over. And then there were parts that they haven't yet crossed into. Other whole section there that didn't do it.
Yeah, that's Menashe.
Yeah, but Yechavas Yoyah.
They went to capture north.
Yeah, but there's other parts they didn't capture it. So we would have thought, not that they get a share in Israel. If you guys don't cross, then everybody will have a share in Gilo Tiel with you. But you guys don't get a Israel. Avalez Kanan, Kalavul Chaloy, but you forfeited your rights at Israel because you said you don't care about Israel. So why should you have it? That's why you had to tell us, no, Be'er is Canaan. Not in Gila, but in Canaan I'm talking about. You'll have a Canaan. But Ameyah, B'seichachem, what do you mean B'seichachem? If the Torah wanted to say that they'll have a Canaan, by saying that they will join with you automatically, Kol Heichad Islachu Mashra, whatever you have, including Eretz Canaan, which you're entitled to. So therefore, I didn't have to spell Eretz Canaan, only for tonight Kofel. So we would have thought that they only get Gilad and not Israel. We had to spell it all out. What are you comparing it to? He had to distribute his inheritance. My son, this guy, will yasha this field. My other son will yasha field number two. My son number three. Yitin Masimes, I want to give me something. That's the best field. Give me $200. The Yiddish they planted. And you will get field number three. I want you to give me $200. The imloy yitin, if you don't give me that extra $200, yiddish im acha echav b'shar nechassim, then you will get a share in field number one and field number two. Mi godam loy liyadish im echav b'shar nechassim. What caused him to get a share in field number one, field number two? Kfei legodam loy, by spelling it out. You know, if he wouldn't have spelled it out, he would only got a share in field number three. Only
doubling that he said v'imlach.
Exactly. If it wouldn't have spelled it out, then for son number three would have got a share number three equal to share number one, number two, the other guys got. But now by spelling it out, he would get a share number one, number two. Now,
but he's saying he has to do it. No, he doesn't.
Not he doesn't. Not he will get a share. Share field number one. Right now he doesn't have one and two. He only has number three, big three. And if
he doesn't give any money,
then he'll get a share number one, number two, like your little brothers.
And what happens to share?
They'll all equal split equally.
It is a
kofel. He
says he's saying a positive and a negative.
He's also saying a positive and a negative. That's the negative.
Yeah, exactly. Saying positive and negative.
No, see, he said this. In this field, he's saying this. That if he wouldn't have kofel it, then you will get a share in number three equal to the amounts of one and two. You won't get a share in one. You won't get a share in two. That I gave one to. But if you give $200, you get the entire field number three, which is massive. If you don't give $200, you will get in field number three equal to whatever they got in one and two. But you have no chelik in one and two, which is very different than what our mission is. Could be, yeah, but it's very different than what our mission is. Because our mission is saying that we would have thought that they all get, what did I just say? That we would have thought they all get a share. That they will get, that all the brothers will get a share in their chelik, in Gilad, in Eivah side of Gilad. We would have thought that. Here he's saying that no, you won't get a share in field one and field two. You only get a share, an equal share in field three. Says the Gemara, "V'holei damyim mashalom astis." Not the same. Hasik tani yesh b'mashal field has kanan leyichalu. Over there, we would have thought that without the kfeiloi, he would get, if he doesn't do what he had to do, he gets nothing. Nothing at Israel. Al mukfeilu les kanan. So we see that the kfeila helps in every respect, not just in field number three, but also field two and field one. What entitled him to the third field? It only helps for the third field, not for the first two, not for Eretz Yisrael. You said that the reason we have to be careful is so that he can get a chelik in Eretz Yisrael. In this brice, it seems that the kfeila helped that he should get a not in Eretz Yisrael, but in his gilad. In his third field. Before he added the idea of Nechlu, we all joined together, then I'm getting my Gilad. That marshal's for my before, but the mayor said this thing there, so I will get my Gilad, and you guys get, I lose my Chelik in Israel. But now, after the mayor said this is Nechlu anyway, so we're getting something together. So then, what's missing out is in Gilad, that they're going to join you in Gilad. Bishlem Rameir, Rameir Ritzik says, Rameir holds every Tanai has to be kafel.
Until Rameir came,
when
a guy made a
Tanai,
had it
been
before Rameir came?
Well,
like,
every time there's an Aveda, every time there's a Machlekes, so what happened before the Machlekes?
The point is, if somebody made a Tanai till Rameir, how did it operate?
Maybe the concept didn't exist. Maybe you couldn't. It's a big chiddush of Tanai. Tanai is words. Yeah. And we had a whole machleid before words about the Dibur. Here, words about the Maisa. So Tanai is a very big chiddush. So you got to meet the criteria. Maybe the criteria was much looser before Rameh came
couldn't
along.
Could you say that the whole thing of the Maisa B'nai God and Reuven existed already since then? No, Rabbi Meir was the one who recorded it.
No.
I'm saying people did a business transaction.
Very good. It's Umdin Muchach. We already had before concept Umdin. The guy went to Yisrael and sold his house in order to go to Yisrael from the base. The Taser explains that even according to Rameh, if it's umnud the muchach, if it's clear what your intentions are, you don't need Tanai Kofl. That's why throughout Shas, you don't find every time Tanai Kofl. By Essig, Matamaz Lahachse, you don't spell out Tanai Kofl. But it's obvious, it's obvious. Talking about Vaita, now we go through a number of cases where the Taser says things without repeating its Tai. Bishtai Rameh, Heinrich Seir, that according to Rameh, it says in the beginning of Chumash by Vakayin, it says, Haloim Tetiv, if you would do well, say Ace. You'll carry your reward. If you don't approve, La Pesach Chatas Reifet. So the doorway, the Chatas is lying there and will snare you. So the Cheda has to be a Tanai Kofel. Elav Chanina Lomeli, why don't you just spell it out? If you say Im Tetiv Seis, if you do well, you'll get this Chad. Obviously, if you don't do an Aveda, you'll get punished. What do you have to spell it out for? Nein. He says very simple. Sal Gram Yerufor, this is how you read the Pasuk, said Elav Chanina. Im Tetiv Agra, you'll get a reward. Im Loi Tetiv, Loi Agra, V'Loi Dina. Okay, you won't get your reward, but who's going to get punished? That has to be spelled out. Kamashulan. Bishlem Rameh, according to Rameh, Avram Avinu told Eliezer, if you don't find anybody from my family, you are clean from your Shavua, your promise. He said the point of this. He says, Oz Tanakim Elasi, if you went to Canaan, and you went to my family, and they're not interested in Behesis, in Yitzchak, then you are Nakim from the Shavua, if you go to my Mishpacha. And then he says, and it spells out. And if you don't, if they don't want to give you, it says he spells out yes and no. What do you have to spell out? I would have thought, hey, what about if she wants to go and the family doesn't, or the family and not her? I would have thought, what happens if she wants to go with Yitzchak, but the family doesn't want to let her go? Then maybe you're not clean from your shvur. You have to schlep her along. Who cares? Defy Lovin's. Yeah, basically, yeah. Hire Channel 9 and go kidnap her, yeah. Actually, don't hire Channel 9. Kamash Malam, come to teach you that no, you're totally potter. It says in the Pasuk, Be'im lo yisayv ha'isha lecher achrecha, the woman doesn't want to go after you. What do you need that spell out for? Again, spell it out. Itzach. So I would have thought, hey, chad nichalu, whatever the family love is very happy to send Rivka along with Eliezer. But she doesn't want to go. I would have thought then for sure nice about Karcha Foser, Kamashalon, has spelled it out. You're not giving me a loss if she or he, if they don't want to go, I want a unanimous agreement. Beish, Lana Mehain, see if it says. Yeah.
When
Avraham
first made the thing, he didn't make it
Tanai Kofel. He did. Because he wanted for his own daughter. Yeah. So Avraham had to really, yeah.
The Chiv, in the Chukai. The harsh answer that the Rashi quotes there about Ein Odor Dovu B'Baruch.
Eliezer was doyle mashke lachei rabbi tevele. Exactly. And we had in the Morna Dorian that he was equal to 318 soldiers. He was a big tzaddik. On a Eshkol Mamre, that he always asked advice about what they, you know, advice. He didn't want their kids.
Bottom line is, he wasn't Gezer.
Family, that's exactly right. Family. Im Mechukaisai Telechu, then it says, Im Mechukaisai Timosu. Spells out, Im Mechukaisai, good, fine, you get all this war. If you don't, then you get the Techa. What's it spell it out for? Elechanina Galil, Lomali, Itzach, I would need it. Sorry, I would have thought, like before. Im Mechukaisai Telechu, Brachi, you get all these wonderful brachas. But Im Mechukaisai Timosu, Loi Bracha, Loi Klala. Who said you get punished? Kamashalon. Bishan Mehendrix, it says, Im Tevu, if you will listen, if you want to, Shmat, and you listen, then you'll get the best of the land. Vim Timonu, Marisim, but if you will then not listen and you will rebel. Then the Pasuk said, you will eat dry, because Hashem spoke. What is that for? Elchanin and Lomeli eat again, same thing. Sadly, I would have thought, Im Tevu, Tevu, it's good. Im Timenu, Loi Tevu, Veleira. Not good, not bad. Kamashalon, no. Mai, the Pasuk says, if you don't listen, Chere to Ukolu, you will eat dried stuff. What do you mean, eat dry stuff? Or whatever they'll eat will be Chere. What does that mean? Amar Rav says, Rav, milcha gal nisa, they're going to eat very thick, heavy salt. Naham desare akush, they're going to eat barley bread, that's tough. Ubatzli and onions. And the Amamad, and we learned, pas, purni, that this bread you put in the oven, chareva, that's, sorry? Stale bread. Chareva is dry, dried bread. The melech with salt, with salim, and onions, kashim leguf kecharovas, that stabs your internals like knives. That's the punishment. Let's finish to the Mishnah. We're back. Hopefully tomorrow we start doing a little lanashi.
This is everyone loves a nice toasted garlic.
It says there by a woman of Saita. The Kohen makes a swear and says, if you did not sleep with that person, and if you did not in any way go astray, then hinoki, you will be clean from any accusations through these mea morim. Okay, so the Gemara says, you don't need to make a double tanai. It says, im loy shachav ish aisach, the im loy satis, tumatachas ishach, hinoki, you'll be clean. So there's no double condition. It doesn't say, and if you were guilty, you'll be punished. It doesn't say that. It just says, if you weren't clean, you'll be clean. El Rameye, Chonkim Abay Rameye, should have spelled out that, but if you didn't do the right thing, if you did sleep with the guy, then you will be strangled. This water is going to kill you.
So it should have pointed out the positive and the negative.
Yeah, you got to do both. Because you, the way the word hinoki is written without a yud, and because it's written without a yud, it's as if it says hinoki. It's as if there's a positive thing here as well. As if the end of the pasuk is, and it says in the end of the pasuk is, hinoki mimei amarim, read it as if it says hinoki mimei amarim. But if you did cheat, hinoki, you'll be strangled. Taser already asked, so here's a negative before a positive. We just learned before that every tonight has to be the positive for the negative. Yeah. First, if you cross the yard, blah, blah. So taser, this is actually positive. If you did not cheat, even though it's written in the way, a negative way, what is it? And you're an innocent
it's
woman.
A good thing,
so it's a good thing, so it's positive. So positive doesn't mean...
The chenek is the negative.
That's right.
If we say that Avraham Avinu is really a high kofu,
yeah.
Why does not that bring Avraham Avinu is a high kofu? Why do you use the golden way ruling?
Because we're after Matan Torah. We always want after Matan Torah. The beautiful Rambam in Pirshei Mishnayos and Perek Zayin of Chulin, he says, in the koit haklala b'yodach, every mitzvah we do has nothing to do with the stories in Bereishis. It's only because the Eibusha told Moshe Rabbeinu and Hasina, including Bris Mila. And he gives a few examples. Yeah, but that's not halacha in the Torah. That's all the rabbans. Let's finish. It says hinoki. It says the word hinoki written without a yud to read as if hinoki to make that double tonight. Why do you need that? The word chinaki, itzach, we need it. Salkidat, I would have thought, im loy shachav ish, if you did not sleep with anybody, hinaki, then the water will be clean. But the im shachav, but if you did, loy hinaki, loy chinaki, okay. You the water won't cleanse you and give all the brachas, but you're not going to be punished either. El isur ba'alma, you're just in a veda. Kamashalan, chinaki, you're going to die as well. According to the mayor, Heinrich Sievert says that if someone became tummy, you have to be cleared, sprayed, sprinkled on. Third and seventh day, it says, who is chata boy, he'll be cleansed by Yom HaShlishi Uva Yom HaShvi, Yitter, he'll be clean. And then the pasuk continues, V'im lo yiz chata, if you don't get clean on the third day and the seventh day, you're not cleared. So tell you that to spell that out. What do you need that for? It's what we need. Salke datchemin, I would have thought, mitzvahs hazol, lechatchil, the mitzvah sprinkling is b'shlishi, third and seventh day. Aber ve'eichad ove b'chad benayu. Aber, maybe, but if you only did one of those days, it's good enough. Chatchil, it's a mitzvah to do third and seventh. If you only did the third, maybe it's good enough. Kamashalah, no, it has to be mamish third and seventh. Then the pasuk says, v'hizo ha-toyed ala tamme, it repeats it again. The tohoy should spread on the tamme. It's not a question now, it's a general question. Why does the pasuk a few pasuk later repeat again that you should sprinkle by Yem HaShlishi by Yem HaShlishi the 7th day? We already know you're sprinkling the 3rd and 7th day. Lomeli, itzach, we need it. Salkedat, I mean, I would have thought, Shlishi lemu'ute sheni, I would have the 3rd day to be Maya the 2nd day, and Shvi lemu'ute shishi, the 7th day, Maya the 6th day. The Kamen Maya b'meitara, if you sprinkle the 2nd day, that's too early, it has to be the 3rd day. But if you sprinkle the 3rd day, and then you're the 6th day, that's not, you have to have 4 days in between. But what about Heichadav and Shishi Bashmini? You sprinkle the 3rd day and then the 8th day. So you gave 5 days in between. Maybe the idea of having 4 days in between is only a minimum, not maximum. The Kamafish bin Meitada, I'm giving you more days of Tada, Eimashapa, it's even better. Kamashla, no, Dafke, the 3rd and 7th day.
somebody missed out stuck on the seventh day, he has to start the whole
process again. Exactly. So we learn from the Pasig. The end. Then it's in the Pasig, V'chitoy b'yayim ha'shvi, and he'll be clean the seventh day. What do I repeat that for again? Lamali. I would have thought when it comes to kabbanas was so pedantic third and seventh day. Even the third day alone is enough. Third and seventh day.